Welcome to another Checking In with Chad with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County. Chad, how are you doing today? It seems like you had a wonderful week. I understand you got to participate in the fair, Mercersburg Fair. What's going on there?
Yeah, good morning, Chuck. So Tuesday night, the Lions Club that hosts the Mercersburg Fair, this is actually their 51st annual, put out a call to the community looking for folks to help volunteer. I mean, as we see with a lot of organizations, whether it's our church councils or civic organizations like the Lions or Rotary, volunteerism is declining. So, you know, of course, they're a little strapped. So I threw my name in, and I was fortunate enough to be able to work the drink stand at the Lions Club tent on Tuesday. So the long and short of it was, it's just a great opportunity to see a lot of folks there in Mercersburg. You know, we had, you know, the chief of police was there, fire chief. I mean, you know, there was just a lot of good folks there, you know, able to catch up with some old friends. But, you know, for a Tuesday night to see the crowd coming out and supporting the Lions, and you know, they had great entertainment there. The rides were fantastic. And the fair goes through Saturday here. So, you know, plenty more opportunity to, you know, take the kids, take the family and enjoy, you know, just a really nice community fair.
And of course, it's fair season all across the state. And it seems like each week you have one or two going on. And I have to ask, because it's my favorite part of the fair, what is your favorite piece of fair food? I have to say, whenever I can find it, it's funnel cakes. But you know,
I'm a funnel cake guy myself. If I can find a country ham sandwich, the saltier the better. You know, or some really good fries. That's the ideal meal right there. But a funnel cake is absolutely, like, nothing says fair like a good funnel cake.
Amen to that, brother. So another thing that is going on here, and going from a thing that is very happy for a lot of folks to something that some folks will be mourning, and that is back to school. Our younger folks might be thinking, oh, darn it, we're back to school again. What are some of the things that folks need to look out for as we approach this season?
Well, and Mike is pretty strong, because I had a young lady in the office here on Monday. She was in with her grandmother, and, you know, so of course, you know, we were talking, and she's going into fifth grade, and she's very excited. You know, she's looking forward. She's got her new shoes and, you know, her new book bag and you know, new classes and new opportunities. So some people are excited, but I absolutely get the idea of mourning the end of summer here and the freedom that was associated with that. But as school starts up here next week, you know, we'll want to keep an eye out for children at bus stops and buses in particular. You know, our commutes are going to change a little bit here. We've had, you know, a couple nice months without having to be stuck behind the school bus, but we'll have to factor that into our commutes going forward. Just being mindful of, you know, sharing the road. And again, that, you know, there might be some younger folks that are a little excited in the morning, ready to go to school, and, you know, might be a little closer to the street than what we'd like. So just, you know, be on the lookout, pay attention. It's just an important time of year to just get readjusted to the school system. It's not just for the kids, it's for the rest of us as well.
And of course, opening day varies by school district across the area, but the next couple of weeks you're going to see these kids popping up. What is your message for folks as they approach the school year and approach their education? About buckling down, making sure your mind is in the game
fun.
Here.
I mean, enjoy. I mean, as I was saying, you know, earlier, it's a fresh start. I mean, you know, if you were like me and you weren't the greatest math student in the world, this might be the year that, you know, you really hone in and start focusing on that. Or it's an opportunity to reinvent yourself, that you're not bound by, you know, what you were last year. And especially if you're transitioning from elementary to middle or middle to high school, you know, there's just an opportunity there to really kind of take stock. And I think it's, you know, certainly an opportunity for us, you know, even as adults, to kind of, you know, think about that and just, you know, again, be mindful, appreciate for, you know, the opportunities, you know, that these young kids are having, and, you know, just allow them to be kids, but, you know, encourage them that there is always an opportunity, that fresh start is a new beginning, and to certainly take advantage of it. But, it's an exciting time of year. And again, I know it's going to be a rough last week or week and a half for some kids, but, you know, it'll be worth it whenever you're back in class and hanging out with your friends.
This has been another Checking In with Chad with State Representative Chad Reichert. Tune in for another episode next week.